For this purpose have I come. These words of Jesus contrast with the painful, lamenting words that we heard in the first reading of Job. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? Henry Nouwen, the great Dutch spiritual writer, once wrote, "Healing begins with taking someone's pain out of its diabolic isolation and seeking that whatever we suffer it in communion with all of humanity, and yes, all of creation. In so doing, we become participants in the great battle against the powers of darkness. Our little lives participate in something larger. Becoming something larger by belonging to something greater than oneself is what healthy religion is all about. As a community of faith, Holy Trinity Parish seeks to offer religious opportunities and perspectives so as to respond to our deeply spiritual and soulful natures, as well as to meet the socioeconomic needs of those in need. This is what our parish mission statement suggests when it asserts that one of our chief purposes is to, quote, accompany one another in Christ, unquote. Such responses to suffering require a sense of compassion and competence that helps us to participate in something larger than ourselves and larger than our parish. Tonight, I've been asked by Cardinal Wuerl to speak on behalf of the Cardinal's annual appeal, which in effect is a system whereby the Church responds to the various forms of suffering in our Washington metro area, something larger than ourselves. Tonight's first reading from Job, we hear one of the Scripture's great stories about suffering. The suffering of Job is heard in his penetrating lament that was part of his prayerful dialogue with God about the nature of suffering. As we sense in the narrative of Job, God doesn't cause suffering. Accidents and the suffering of innocent people, the book of Job's and other passages from sacred scripture, offer a systematic response to the various systems of suffering in our world today. We see how federal, state, and city agencies, as well as a host of private foundations, respond to suffering. Many of you labor and support such generous agencies with your ways of generosity and competent compassion. As a parish which belongs to the Archdiocese of Washington, we have a responsibility to have a sense of the many ways in which the diocese works in many parishes. And it works out the sense of compassionate responding to the needs with competence. As you may know, the Archdiocese is home to over 600,000 Catholics, 139 parishes, 95 Catholic schools located in the five-county Maryland area plus District of Columbia. We serve not just Catholics. The Archdiocese serves and trains laity, religious, and clergy to serve compassionately and competently. But however, compassion with competence cost. It requires ways in which we can examine competency with ways that compassion can be effective. Three letters denote words which speak to the host of archdiocesan programs and services. The letters are CSP. C stands for the caring for all of the diocese. That includes respecting life programs, supporting unborn babies and their mothers, homeless outreach programs at St. Maria's Meals, for example, the Spanish Catholic Center, which offers services including medical and dental clinics, job training programs, English classes, a food pantry. S stands for sharing our faith. Programs such as in-campus ministry provided at several state universities, worship services, retreats, and other programs. Catechesis, the Office of the Archdiocese Catechesis, provide effective ways, competent ways, for forming Christian disciples with the new evangelization, communication, social media, sharing the gospel message using traditional and innovative media. And third, the P stands for preparing to lead, vocation promotion, Catholic education, fostering strong educational foundation, rigorous academic programs in Catholic elementary and secondary institutions. By the way, we just finished the National Week of Catholic Schools, and we're able to celebrate the effectiveness of not just Holy Trinity School, but the other 90 schools in the Archdiocese. Diversity also involved in preparing to lead this new generation, involving cultural diversity, outreach works to support the unique spiritual needs of those belonging to different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. This afternoon, I had the privilege and really the grace of being with a family as their grandmother and mother was passing away, a woman 95 years old, a beautiful African-American woman. And as we prayed the Our Father and I anointed her around that bed, I thought of all the competence and the compassion that this grandmother and mother had given to her children. And sure enough, there was an infant, 5 months old, her grandson. And that sense of dying and birth was all there. All there that the call of each one of us. The nurses there who were compassionate and competent, where this family was in need. This is the day in and day out experience which your Archdiocese and all of the programs are involved with that make happen. These plethora then of pastoral programs, whether of caring or sharing or preparing, reveals a profound systematic sense of Christian compassion, which is competent. But compassion with competence is costly. And so the Archbishop challenges us to consider how we, as a parish, the followers of Jesus, recognize our responsibility to respond to suffering. And one way is by contributing then to the Cardinal's appeal. I need not say more, except as many of you received the letters in the mail, or if you have not, at the end of the pew, there are these envelopes that explain how you may give. All that is based on your generosity, but know that each of us in a parish as parishioners are part of that larger outreach, the larger outreach to serve our sisters and brothers in this region and indeed the world. This, my brothers and sisters, is what Job was speaking about, and God was responding to the Jobs of our lives in our world today. And this is what the Archdiocese is about. For this is what Jesus' purpose was. When he went to all the villages, he began this whole generous response that we in this Archdiocese are called to respond generously, with compassion, with competence, in a sense of loving all of humanity.